Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit
Sarah, there's no swearing in this one. Yeah, not a word. Honestly, no swearing. Nope. Well, we just felt like, you know, we're overly reliant on swearing, so we're just doing one that doesn't... Sorry? Yeah, so you don't need to read out that bit. The explicit language... Well, I suppose, yes, some of the content is objectionable in the sense that there's sort of, you know, death threats and things like that. But in terms of swearing, fine, we're good. You what, sorry? No, do the next bit. Yeah, the work of fiction. Do you want me to get sued? Do the work of fiction stuff. Do you know how many shirts I'd have to sell in order to cover the cost of a lawsuit? Can you get on with it, please? Persons, organisations, places, events. Yeah, all coincidental. All a complete coincidence. Okay? Now say it. Say it.
This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organisations, places or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
What sort of moron calls somebody at this time in the morning? I swear I will murder whoever is on the end of this line. Hello?
Jess, it's Hutch.
All right, hi, Hutch.
What in God's name is going on?
It's 3 a.m.
Look at your Twitter or Facebook or whatever preachy social media outlet you choose and explain this to me.
I don't really have one to hand.
Oh, let me enlighten you. I'm watching CNN right now. That's right, CNN frickin' N. And a clip of some Ashwood Brad has gone viral whilst he shouts Nazi slogans in a McDonald's.
What, a player?
No, not a goddamn player. A frickin' kid. He's wearing an Ashwood cap and he's abusing a group of other kids.
Oh, right, what kind of abuse?
Well, he keeps saying, destroy the EU, he does a Hitler salute a couple times, then he throws a McFlurry at one of the kids.
What did it look like?
The McFlurry? I don't know, an Oreo, maybe Snickers?
No, the child who got hit.
He wasn't as white as this little Nazi would like, put it that way.
Oh, no.
It's like something on a goddamn Gillette commercial, Jess. You fix this right now.
No, understood, Hutch.
Oh, this is an embarrassment. I've got my friends in business calling and telling me I'm a schmuck. I've got the president calling me, telling me I'm an American hero. This is not okay.
Oh, no. J.K. Rowling's tweeted it.
The wizard chick? Oh, good God.
No, I know, Hutch. I know. Just let me sort it.
I'm done with this sports team, you hear me? I'm done. You don't fix this, that whole franchise is up for sale. End of discussion. Sweet dreams.
When you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, it better be a bedtime story.
We've got a problem.
Oh, of course we do.
Hutch says that we've got a viral video problem.
Hutch called you?
Yeah, some kid in Ashwood cap is racially abusing other kids in a McDonald's.
Oh, it sounds like a Tuesday night in Ashwood. Anything else?
Yeah, but for whatever reason, this one has captured global attention.
Well, those kids have worked hard at being scumbags, so it's probably about time they were recognised on the world stage.
Patrick, I'm serious.
What do you want me to do about it?
Help me contain it.
I've got an idea.
What is it?
Well, it's not so much an idea as just... abusing the family of the kid.
Patrick, don't.
Yeah, I'll speak to you in a minute, Jess.
Morning.
Woody, I'm sorry to wake you.
You didn't, pal. I'm at work. What time are you in?
What are you doing at work?
Just throwing a few bits and bobs. Wait, what time is it?
It's 3 a.m. Have you been home?
I think so. Not sure, really.
Right. Okay, have you seen this video?
Oh, aye. I know all the words. Got a special director's cut.
And do you know the boy in question?
Aye, he's in my chemistry class. No, I don't know him.
Well, can you get his details?
Miles ahead of you, pal. I've tracked him down on Facebook. Just getting one of his mates to give me his number.
Is this why you're working late?
This isn't work. This is extracurricular. Bingo. Got his number. I'll see you in a bit.
All right, cheers, Woody.
Hello, who is this?
Hello there, Mrs. Williams. Good morning. I'd like to speak to your son, please.
What is this regarding? Can this wait until the morning, please?
Oh, no, this can't wait. You see, he's a one-hour competition.
A competition? What competition? What time is it?
We have been searching far and wide, the width and breadth of the UK, and now we have finalised our findings and whittled the contestants down to one. Your son.
Right. I don't quite follow. Sorry, I'm very tired.
I do apologise. Well, we've been conducting surveys to see just who in the UK is the biggest waste of oxygen. And congratulations, it's your special little boy.
Excuse me?
That's right. He is a complete and utter waste of a human being. So well done, you. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to find your son and with a highly specialised team inflict very serious and profound emotional trauma on him. There may well be physical pain as well. So what I suggest as parents is you pull your act together before I pull that hat off his head and choke him with it. Do I make myself clear?
How dare you? Who is this?
Final word of advice from me. If you lot are really into that Nazi stuff, just remember Joseph Goebbels and his missus poisoned their kids whilst they slept. Just an idea for you to mull over. Nighty-night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Following the incident with a young Ashwood City supporter that was swept up in a media storm, the football club are visiting a local children's hospital for some time with some young supporters.
What are you doing here?
I'm just stealing valuables from the kids' backpacks. What do you think?
I don't know what to think, Woody. Looks like you're intruding on what's supposed to be a chance for these children to meet their favourite footballers.
Oh, Lionel Messi's here, is he?
Woody?
Oh, no, wait. It's not Lionel Messi. It's Marko Nipic. 19 caps for Croatia and a suspended driver's licence.
Why has he got a suspended driver's licence?
I don't know if you knew this, but turns out the speed limit on Ashwood Main Road isn't 95 miles per hour. Can you believe that?
Oh, political correctness gone mad.
Doesn't it just? Are you wearing an Ashwood City coat?
Yeah, I work for them, Woody. Have you noticed?
Yeah, we all steal from the club shop, Jess. You're the only one that actually wears this stuff loud and proud.
I was in the club shop to sort out the mess Yusuf's caused.
Yusuf? The guy that quit because he's a Gillingham fan and has been tampering with the stock.
Where did you hear that?
Ian.
Who's Ian?
Guy at the pub. Knows everything there is to know about the club. I think he has an inside source.
Yeah, you. And your source is wrong.
But why did he quit then?
Because we sold Ivan Lloyd.
So dramatic. What does he care?
Well, he's a merchandising manager, Woody.
Was.
He was the merchandising manager, and all he did was sell Ivan Lloyd shirts, and now he's left with Gillingham toilet roll, stationery, and refunds.
Well, he's not left with anything, because he's quit. So good riddance, Yusuf.
Why are you here, Woody?
I'm visiting the children. Isn't that why we're all here?
Well, I know why we're here. I just don't know why you've turned up.
I got an email.
Everybody did. I'm just stunned you turned up. Usually about as reliable as Southeastern trains.
Yeah, and you think I wouldn't turn up to a children's hospital when invited? I'm not that much of a...
Don't you dare! No, no swearing today.
Oh, what?
Not a word, not in this place.
Shucks.
Shucks indeed.
For shucks sake.
Ain't Woody enough.
Hi guys, did I make it in time?
Make it in time for what?
For the children.
No you didn't actually, Patrick. They've all been cured, and they've left, soz pal. I'm hearing world hunger has been solved though, so you might want to put the UNICEF trip on hold, eh?
I know what I mean.
You meant make it in time for the press to see it.
Hey now.
What do you mean then?
What are you doing here, Woody?
Never mind what I'm doing here. What are you doing here?
What are the pair of you doing here?
I've already explained myself.
Yeah, well, I've brought gifts, so there.
We've all brought gifts.
Why today? Usually you're about as reliable as Virgin Trains.
I got an email.
Patrick, this trip was for the players, not for the sporting director and the chief executive.
Chairman.
So I don't see what kind of press time we can get you, let alone whether it would come off that well.
Excuse me?
You're excused. Goodbye. Thank you for coming by.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Unless you're here to offer some mascot experiences.
Jess, the mascot experience is £500. I'm not going to hand them out willy bolly.
Then you have zero interest in these kids. Off you go. Back to the office.
Patrick, look over there. The kids are only interested in the players, and only the decent ones. In fact, they don't actually seem that interested in them at all, do they?
Great. Well, that's just great. We come to a children's hospital, try and heal some wounds with the fan base, and now even the kids couldn't give up.
No swearing.
Sorry?
No swearing today, pal. Right, Jess?
Right.
Right.
Great.
Great.
Lovely.
Splendid.
You look a little stressed, Patrick. Worried you can't go a day without swearing?
Come off, I can do it.
Come on.
Hey, who are you? You make Barry Fry look like Dora the Explorer.
Are you swearing to express myself, thank you, Patrick? But I'm not dependent on it like you are.
Oh, express yourself. Sorry, I didn't realise.
Aye, there's more to my character than just curse words and threats.
Yeah, okay.
There is.
Woody, face it, you're two-dimensional, like Sari Ball or Dora the Explorer.
You're just looking at the wallpaper for references.
Oh, is that Dora the Explorer?
Yes.
Oh, didn't know that.
Patrick, if you want to swear, you can nip outside and let a few out.
Jess, I don't need to swear.
You have a problem, Patrick.
I don't.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
What are you doing?
Giving you a hug.
Yeah, as much as I'd like that, shall we rearrange that embrace for, I don't know, another time?
Would you like a hug from me, Patrick? Perhaps we should roll out another Ashwood City directive? Hugs in the office every Monday.
Yeah, I'd sooner roll out carpooling to work with Prince Philip, role being the operative word.
You're grouchy. You're getting withdrawal symptoms.
Oh, I don't need swearing. Mm-hmm. I just like a word every now and again.
How many times have you sworn today?
Don't think I have.
Don't lie, Patrick.
What? I haven't. All right, fine. Once. I swore once today. Well, in one sitting. With breakfast.
Patrick, why are you sat there swearing over breakfast? Stop watching Dan Walker, for goodness sake. You're just winding yourself up.
I got jam on my brogues.
Oh, I can't see anything on them.
That's just a slight discoloration on the right-hand side, too.
Oh, aye.
Woody.
What?
Are you wearing AstroTurf Predators?
Aye. They're free.
How are they free? Where from?
Yusuf's storeroom.
It's not Yusuf's storeroom. It's my storeroom, and he's quit.
Yeah. And that's why I took them. They're free.
They're not free, Woody. I paid for them for...
If you need to get it out of your system, just get it out of your system, Patrick.
I paid for them for your enjoyment, so enjoy them, pal.
Thanks. I brought some along to give to the kids.
Oh, lovely.
You know Yusuf was tampering with the stock, don't you?
I've been with Ian again, Woody. How is he?
I'm telling you, pal.
Well, Yusuf told me, to my face... He's leaving because of Ivan Lloyd. Unfortunately, I made the catastrophic error of hiring an actual fan to do an actual job.
So what's in the bag?
Gift.
Predators?
No. Affordable, educational, practical gift.
Stationery, I knew it. You're giving the kids stationery. Patrick, for goodness sake, why can't you just swallow the cost and offer some mascot opportunities?
Well, how many kids are over there? 20? 20 times 500 is £10,000. It's not happening.
Great, that's so nice. They get stationery?
Hey, I would have loved this kind of stuff when I was younger. Ashwood City notepads, pencils, and notepads and pencils.
Yeah, but you did a degree in finance. These kids want to be the next Ivan Lloyd.
Yeah, we can't all play up front for him. What's her name again?
It's a Shanghai something.
No, it's not Shanghai. It's,
Oh, no, it's gone. Well, I had it, but it's gone.
Mm.
So... Do we just go over to the kids and say hi?
No, we don't do that.
Oh, Rod will be by later.
Oh, that won't scare the kids, will it?
Rod's coming too. Oh, unbelievable. Usually he's about as reliable as Great Western Trains.
Yeah, but we get it, Jess. You don't like trains. So, not a great week in PR for the club.
Hmm?
Right, Jess?
Right.
Bad week for your department, I'd say.
Yes. Yes, I know. A little Nazi was wearing an Ashwood cap, Woody. Despite what you think, that isn't actually my fault.
Right. Okay. I see.
If you paid attention to this kind of thing, it actually happens all the time. It's like Spider-Man movies. There's just like a new one every year, only with a younger Spider-Man. Although, in this case, it's a younger Nazi.
Right. Yeah.
Is there something you're getting at, Woody?
No, I'm just observing.
Yeah, well, observe this.
Patrick, Jess is swearing.
I didn't see it.
Oh, come on, ref.
Didn't see it.
Snitch.
Hey, it's your policy.
Policy?
Yeah, you made this new rule.
Well, it's not a rule I plan on carrying out at the club long term.
I know. I quite like it.
Well, that would be one of the reasons not to. The other would be that the chief executive looks like he's going to burst a blood vessel.
Chairman,
that'd be a pretty successful policy with a fan base, to be fair.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I feel like we're not really needed.
Yeah, you would be right.
What do you mean, Jess? You sent the email.
I sent the email to all staff. I don't expect you to attend these things.
Well, why are you here at the Children's Hospital then, Scary Poppins?
It's my job, Woody.
How's about that then?
Patrick!
What?
Woody's being inappropriate.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, you know what you did.
Didn't see it.
It's what he said, not what he did.
What did he say?
Well, it wasn't what he said, it was the way he said it.
Well, what did he say and how did he say it?
Snitch.
This is why I didn't want you here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you needed Woody.
Oh, and you are?
Woody, I'm the face of this club. You know, the embodiment of this institution. It's important that I'm here.
No, you shouldn't be here either.
Well, why not?
Because you're a divisive figure.
Oh, that is really mean.
Yeah, that was a bit mean, Jess.
Well, you are. You know you are.
Yeah, not to children, Jess. I operate their favourite football club.
Firstly, from what I can see, they mostly support Barcelona and Real Madrid. And secondly, you sell their favourite players consistently, without fail. You're lucky one of them hasn't recognised you.
I think that one recognises you.
What one?
The kid with the Lloyd shirt on, he's doing the whack, doing the rude gesture with his hand. Like,
Jesus, how old is he?
I don't know, but his parents are now joining in with the same gesture.
Oh, maybe you're not as divisive as I thought.
Very funny.
No, seriously, maybe there's just no divided opinion. Maybe just everybody hates you.
Great, thanks for that. Why don't we just stick with divisive, yeah?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
As the tour comes to a close, gifts and donations are being provided to the hospital by the Ashwood City staff.
God, look, the kids are loving Rod.
I'm as surprised as you are, pal.
If Ronald McDonald is a hit, then surely I can be too.
He does have a nice streak in him, though.
Oh, he's got that in his locker, has he? It's not something I was made aware of.
Even Jess is meeting the kids.
What were?
No.
They're showing off on Ashwood City Court.
Yeah, no, it's all yours, Dino.
Is she?
She is.
There you go.
She's giving away the coat.
The ghost girl.
That's essentially my coat. She's giving it away.
Well, it's technically Ashwood's coat.
I own 15% of Ashwood Woody, therefore I own 15% of that coat.
You've still got your stationery, pal. I'm sure that will blow everyone away.
Yeah, laugh it up, Woody. But sooner or later, when they want autographs, who's going to be there with the Ashwood City branded pen and paper? Me. That's who.
Autographs.
Yeah.
It's 2019, Patrick. I'm afraid you've woken up in the year 2019.
What are you getting at?
Well, along with flying cars, hoverboards and Russian bots, we also have a little something called selfies.
Yeah, but an autograph is a collectible.
Who cares? If you don't put it online, no one cares. I'm sorry about that, mate.
You're wrong.
I'm right.
No, I'm going to hand them out. Here, take some of these.
I'm not handing them out.
Yes, you are.
Please tell me there's a mascot experience hidden inside the pages and you're actually not this tight.
Woody, did you hear my calculations? That would be a fortune. Besides, I wouldn't want to take away from the kids who have already paid for the experience.
You really are a ray of sunshine.
Hand them out.
Please don't make me do this.
Why not?
Because they're boring gifts. Oh.
You know, I am aware that I'm supposed to be a very intimidating individual, but that last statement about my gifts, it really hurt my feelings.
Look, I don't want to hand them out, as people won't know they're from you. You know, you should be thanked to your face.
Oh, they'll know.
Are you going to tell me why?
I'm going to make a speech. Yeah, open with a joke, moving tribute to their character, say what they mean to the club.
Open with a joke? It's a children's hospital, pal. This isn't a great subject matter for comedy.
Well, I'm making a speech regardless. Hand out the notepad.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Right, kiddos, take your notepad, take your present and take one and pass it on. Make sure everyone gets one, right? Don't be opening it yet, though, right? Don't unwrap it because Patrick's just making a speech. He's supposed to.
Hey! You know what it is. Sorry, excuse me.
Right, make sure everyone gets one, eh?
Hey, guys, it's me, Pat Nolan. Speak up! Sorry to interrupt. Hashtag soz. Look, I just want to say how much you dudes and dudettes mean to us here at Ashwood City. You know, I hope you're enjoying chilling and stuff with the players. Yeah, they're pretty neat dudes, right? I see a lot of really trendy football shirts around today as it's Liverpool. It's quite a long way from here, isn't it? No, it's nice. It's good.
What is he doing?
You know, broaden your horizons.
Keep doing the gesture again. Knock him in. Not him, the one in the brogues making the speech.
I don't know.
Neil Ruddock?
Journalists are noting it down. Cameras are on him. It's working. Looks like he knows PR too, Jess. You'll be out of a job soon enough. Get ourselves a real director of communications. I think we should take whoever's at Bournemouth. Everybody loves Bournemouth, especially the media. What's all that about? We need their communications director.
Oh, Woody, where did you get these notepads?
Patrick got them from the club shop.
How many have you handed out?
Well, every kid's got one now. I'm just doing the pencils. In fact, you know what? You can do it now.
Oh, I need to apologise to you.
Is it about your attitude these past 8 years? Because, you know, don't worry about it. Just buy me a drink sometime.
It would seem your pub rumour mill has for once been accurate.
Huh?
Look at the notepads, Woody.
Cuse have tampered with them. I knew it.
Just look at them, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
That's not how you spell Ashwood.
Unless there's a silent G in the front.
That's not how you spell C.
You're telling me every kid has one of them.
Aye. And a couple of the journals too.
Woody, can you do me a favour and take the Ashwood City pencil and stab Patrick to death with it?
For the entire human race. And that's why I want to provide you all with this exclusive stationery from the club shop for all your homework. Boring. Hey, snooze fest. No, seriously, homework is very important. But also, you can get the autographs of all your favourite players. Best of all, let me just get my super cool notepad here. You can see that they are Ashwood City... any of you can read? Right, all of you. Okay, so put your hand down, Woody. Look, okay, let me tell you about the Ashwood City mascot experience.
No, I was at the game and I recognised the cat immediately. I thought, that's my brother's cat, you know, because he lives near. But I know that he chucked her out because she peed on his signed Richarlison shirt and he wasn't having any of it.
In 5 seconds, commentary team. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yes, well, thanks, Tim. I've got Billy here. Billy, we're just looking at this Chelsea lineup. Is there anything in this lineup that sticks out for you?
I mean, yeah. If you want to play a comparison, now you look at Chelsea, right? They're featuring Higuain, their recent signing. Looks fairly decent. Carrying a bit of timber. But he's a global star, you know, Higuain. We've known about him for a few years. Now, compare that with the home side in Ashwood. and their Jandy sign, and you've got Harry Weaver. Now, Harry Weaver is sitting front back four today. He's starting a game today. I haven't seen him kick a ball since September. And even then, I think he was on the touchline. I think he was laying it back in play. Ashwood sit 15th, Billy. They've just lost their main man in Ivan Lloyd. So up steps Cameroon forward William Adu. Has he got what it takes? No? Okay, right. What about defensively? Can Ashwood cope with Chelsea? No. Thanks, Billy. Here we are then, the team's coming out. Quite an assembly of mascots, I have to say, coming out the tunnel here for Ashwood. They just keep on coming and coming. It's actually, there's quite a few more still on their way out. Here they come. The match officials don't look very happy with this at all.
This is going to cause a huge delay. I don't know what's going on. Don't know how many kids they got in there.
Still they come out. On and on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll hopefully be back with some football when these mascots finish arriving on the field. Ashwood City v Chelsea coming up, and it's live.
This is transmission. We've taken you, and you'll be back on air at 14:03.
I hate it when you do that. Do what? That. And it's live. I don't know why you do
because
that.
Because it's live.
Of course it's live. Why wouldn't it be live?
I don't know. I'd like to say it. Right.
Are okay. You going
to
be... Are you going to be like this the whole, you know, the whole game?
No?
Okay. Okay, Billy. If you want to be a child, then be a child. Absolutely pathetic.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.